thankful to see so many people from so many places. It's a wonderful thing that the Lord brings us together for a good day of study, of learning. The theme of this conference impressed me as I was reading the word, and I said, wait a minute. Twice. The same words are repeated in Scripture. Once from the Lord Jesus and once from Peter. Concerning the Lord Jesus. It seems like the Lord had to set the matter straight to the disciples on the road to Emmaus. For they were confused about things that transpired concerning the Lord Jesus. And how interesting that he expounded to them from the Old Testament, at least the written word at that time, of things concerning himself. And the focus of his words, where he testified beforehand of the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Everything fell into place. What had happened to him, that the disciples might have seen, might have experienced. And Peter picks up on the same thought. In 1 Peter 1, when he speaks to the believers, to the saints, and I just want to perhaps read that in 1 Peter 1. And 10. Actually, I want to begin with verse 8. Begin with Christ Jesus, whom having not seen you love, on whom, though not now looking but believing, ye exult with joy unspeakable and filled with the glory, received the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls, concerning which salvation prophets who have prophesied of the grace towards you sought out, searched out, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them pointed out, testifying beforehand or before the sufferings which belong to Christ and the glory after these. And so we want to look at some verses to begin this session, the verses from Isaiah 53, and springboard from them. Actually, for both sessions, this morning and after lunch as well, where we read of that prophetic word concerning Christ. So then let us turn to Isaiah 53. Verses that we might be familiar with, as we often read these. Yet they're so stirring as we consider that God, way before these events actually happened, would testify of these events concerning His Son. And bring us, or one, to question, who are these verses speaking of as the eunuch asked Philip? And the Spirit of God led Philip to explain these verses are about Jesus Christ. So, looking at Isaiah 53 and verse 3. He is despised and rejected or left alone of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and like one from whom men hide their faces, despised, and we esteemed him not. Boy, that's serious. Who could that person be? One would say or think, this is not one that I want to know or be associated with. But why was he despised and rejected? Why was he a man of sorrows? Why was he oppressed and afflicted? And when we realize that by the grace of God, this man was this way for us, we want to get to know him better. We want to learn what motivated him that he should be found in such a way. I just want to read another verse in the New Testament. The Lord Jesus himself speaking in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 21. From that time, Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go away to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and the third day be raised. What a thing to say to his followers, to those who walked with him. It would seem like such a letdown after this showing himself in the power of God doing miracles. You never hear of his disciples lacking anything as they walked with him. They probably realized here was one who had power like no man, that they had ever seen. There were those who prophesied or spoke great words of him, including the demons, to the amazement of his own. And yet, he would prophesy of his demise. Can man hurt such a one like this? John chapter 1 tells us he came to his own, Israel, but his own received him not. There we see the reality of the testimony or the prophetic word of Isaiah, where he was rejected, disowned by his own people. And hounded, as we know in the New Testament, they hounded him to kill him. But it was impossible until his time was come. But why? There was a purpose in it all, as we know. Everything of God has a purpose. And we're blessed to understand the purposes of God in the person of his beloved Son. But we're also called, having been brought into a relationship with divine persons through the Lord Jesus Christ, we're called to not forget or to remember that God paid such a high price to bring us to himself. We might consider that price as we consider these verses and the Lord Jesus this morning, his sufferings as Son of Man. May the Lord bless this study to our hearts.
Just one comment, that those who are going to participate, please speak up so that it can be easily picked up by the microphones.